time for our Headwaters Builders Association radio program for the month of February. We're brought to you this month by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. Their website is carpetcityonline.net. By R Value Insulators. Need some insulation done? Give Sam a call or check out his website, rvalueinsulators.com. Brought to you this morning by Crossbridge Community Bank. Online at crossbridge.bank and by Pucall Lumber Company. You can see that website, pucall-lumber.com. And Josh Olivotti is the sales manager at Pucall Lumber Company in Woodruff. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, sir.
Nice to have you here in the studio with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Headwaters Builders Association program once a month, and this month it's Pucall Lumber Company in the spotlight. So, Josh, for people that might be new to the area, those of us who've been here a while, we've been going by Pucall Lumber Company for an awful long time. That's like an icon in the Woodruff, Arborvita, Minocqua area. Tell us what you do at Pucall Lumber Company first, Josh.
Sure. My role is the sales manager, so primarily I work with our sales team that coordinates everything with our local contractors.
Okay. Simple. And Pucall Lumber Company is much more than just a lumber yard. Just about anything you can think of for building a house, you can find it at Pucall Lumber Company.
Absolutely. We've got a great facility. It's a great company. We have the manufacturing side and wholesale side of the company with our sawmill and production. And then we also have three retail locations to serve our contractors. Our north and south locations with an extended hardware setup as well to meet the needs of our customers.
I don't get up north as much as I used to, so I'm familiar with the place right on Highway 70. Where else do you have locations?
We have a southern store on 51 in Minocqua.
Okay.
We have a design center that's right by Highway J on Highway 51 there.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have a location up in Manitowish Waters.
Okay, so spreading out a little bit across Northwoods, I would assume serving the customers a little bit better now.
Absolutely.
Something else that's new, you just told me when you came in here, brand new sawmill at Pucall Lumber. Tell us about that and why was that needed?
It's an excellent upgrade. The company made the choice to invest in a new state-of-the-art sawmill. We've been up and running with that for a little over a year. It helps us tremendously with our production rates. We do a lot of sawing of red and white pine material. We produce our own dimensional lumber, as well as have a wide range of options for paneling products, trim materials, etc.
What does that mean to people that are trying to build a house right now?
Well, first of all, it means quality, because we have got the ability to control the quality of our material very well. And then it's really a local dynamic. We harvest logs locally through loggers. None of our material that we manufacture ourselves is coming from a great distance, so it's a great local economic aspect that we have.
So I would assume that that lowers your overhead, that you don't have to pass on to your customers there. If everything is local, it's being milled and sawed right there, so that's got to be a nice competitive advantage for Pucall Lumber.
Absolutely. Not only to help with pricing elements, but with stock. We don't have to sit and wait from suppliers halfway across the country to bring in materials that our contractors need.
And so from a retail standpoint, people that are doing any building projects right now, and if they've been doing building projects for a long time, prices, let's face it, prices have gone up a lot to build a house in the last couple of years. And so I would assume that people are looking for every single competitive edge that they can get. So shopping local with shopping for local wood products, all made right here in the Northwoods, that has to help a lot with keeping costs down.
Absolutely. I think we're able to stay very competitive with our pricing, and people appreciate it. It's just coming back in and feeding the local economy. But the biggest thing we hang our hat on is the quality of the material that we can put, and that ultimately is a time saver on projects for contractors and homeowners.
I remember the first time I came into Pucall Lumber Company when I first moved up to Eagle River. I had a couple of things. I needed a couple of 2x4s. And so everybody said, well, go to Pucall Lumber Company. And I said, well, there's probably cheaper places I could go than that. And, well, if you want to stand in front of a bin of 2x4s all half of your day and just to find a couple of good ones, well, then go ahead. If you have better things to do with your time, go to Pucall Lumber. I will never forget that conversation.
Absolutely. And that's a huge element that we have. Our staff is phenomenal with that. We want to put the best quality product in front of people. To your point, when I have a project, I don't want to sit and dig through a bin.
Yeah.
Because we're able to control things on the manufacturing side, and that part of our team is exceptional. We're a time saver for people when it comes to their projects.
Are there any things that Pucall Lumber Company that you really specialize in when it comes to wood products? I know some places they're especially proud of their flooring or their paneling. What about Pucall Lumber?
I would say our dimensional lumber and our paneling.
Okay.
We have some of the nicest quality white pine paneling that people purchase from us for the insides of their homes. We also have some siding products that we produce, but it's a beautiful product with a lot of variations in style and size, and we can customize things for customers as well.
We have a project going at our house. We just bought a house in Merrill this last spring, so we've been there about 7 months now, so 7-8 months or so, and we're starting to get some stuff done. We've got some contractors there doing some work for us, but we're going to do some of the work ourselves. We're going to do some finishing work, like our window trim and stuff like that. So for do-it-yourselfers that are trying to save a little bit of money too, how do you help us when we get to the store? Because I'll be honest with you, Josh, this is going to be the first time we've done this project. I just found a chop saw that I brought home, and so I'm going to be ready to go into, at these projects once the contractors get out of the house. So how do you help out a guy like me that's never done something like this before? I want to take this project on. I don't want to be too intimidated, and I want the finished product to look good. So how do you help a guy like me?
Well, we have a fantastic inside sales team. So when customers come in through the door, we have a team of people that are able to help and understand what the needs are for a project. So you come in, you tell our staff what you're looking for, what is the desired look at the end of the day that you want. We're going to be able to show you samples of product. We're going to be able to discuss what you want to do from a finishing standpoint with it. You give our team dimensions, the layout of the room. We'll be able to calculate how much material you need. We have a tremendous warehouse staff. They can go out and they can show you the material in the bins and help you make your selections.
Outstanding. So, and you won't make me feel dumb when I'm in there either, I'll bet.
Absolutely not.
Good, good, because I get enough help with that in other ways in my life. Josh Olivotti is here from Pucall Lumber this morning. He's a sales manager over there. Now, let's talk a little bit about Pucall Lumber Company's involvement in the community, because you guys have been around there for a long time. That tells me you're doing a lot of things right, and you must have a lot of good local ties to the community. What are some of the projects you guys are involved with?
Absolutely. We have the Pucall Foundation, and Sue and Deb Pucall, they coordinate that. They do a lot of different things to support civic organizations in our area, support their activities and events for growth. Another big avenue of something currently that we're working on is we're trying to help support this push at Lakeland High School to get the building trades or their capstone program back up and running where a lot of people would like to see it. And there are some critical players that I think are allowing that to move forward, and that is our local contractors. We just got done with a meeting last week. Brigham Reed from Reed Building, Joel Lindemann from Perfectly Built, and myself, we sat down with the high school administration, just making plans. What is this program going to look like? Where do we want it to go in the next 3 or 4 years? And that community support will help drive that program and get people on board, because it's going to address a lot of different needs within the school setting. It meets the interest levels of certain students. It's going to create direct connections with contractors. And as we know, the trades, we struggle with the workforce.
Yeah.
And that's across our country right now. So opening up opportunities for that is huge.
Why do you? What's your take on that? Why is that happening? There's a lot of different industries out there. The medical industry is struggling for people. And I was told by a doctor the other day, kids don't seem to want to work hard. It takes a lot of hard work to become a doctor, and a lot of kids don't want to do that. Same thing. I've been hearing about the construction trade shortage of folks for an awful lot of years now. Is it getting any better? Do you see some light at the end of the tunnel with it? Is it just because kids think it's a tough way to make a living?
No, I do see a light at the end of the tunnel. And, fortunately, I think I look through a little bit different lens. I was fortunate enough to be a teacher for 21 years and had a great experience with that, and worked alongside some tremendous people where I watched these programs get built up in some of our area schools. And we've opened the door for students to see the opportunities that are out there. And they used to think, construction as an old school way of thinking, that the only thing you did all day was this hard back-breaking manual labor. And that's not the case. That's not everything that's involved in it. There are so many pathways and so many different aspects to those careers. And these current programs in our schools, especially in our area, they're doing a great job showing students what opportunities are out there to apply their personal interests. And it's a great way to make a living.
For parents that might be listening right now, Josh, that may have some kids that are showing some kind of inclination and they want to help, give them a little nudge or something into this direction. Most of us might think a hammer is a hammer, is a saw is a saw. But technology has really helped out on the construction site in recent years, hasn't it? I mean, the tools are not the same as our grandpa's tools.
Oh, not at all. No, the technology advancements there, it's fun. I mean, you watch middle-aged men go and purchase new Milwaukee or DeWalt tools, these new contraptions and battery-operated saws, and they're like a kid in a toy store.
Yeah.
You know, young people are no different. Technology's changed that. Technology has changed how houses are drawn and drafted. You can pull files out on a job site now and take a project in a 3D model and flip it seven ways to Sunday to evaluate and do lumber counts and give good, accurate depictions of what that project's going to be. So technology's been a huge game changer in a lot of ways.
So kids that have that interest in technology that might be shying away from the construction trades, they should know that they go hand in hand nowadays, and you can use all those skills as a gamer or as a computer kid, and you can use them on a job site now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Josh. I've seen guys running lines of nails with those new pneumatic nail guns. I wouldn't mind having a shot at that one. That looks kind of fun.
They're fun to play with.
So anyway, parents, you know, encourage your kids. How would you, okay, and as a former teacher, Josh, how would you encourage parents to find out if this is something that their kids should pursue or not?
I think the number one way is to go through the programming at schools.
Okay.
We have tremendous tech ed programs in northern Wisconsin in a lot of different areas, from mechanics to metalwork to woodwork and home building. For them to get into those situations and be exposed to, for example, CNC machines have been a game changer for students. Now you're combining computer technology and programming and how you set up a machine to do something, to create something that builds off this artistic vision that somebody had. Just that exposure, I think, is the key thing.
And we are lucky to have Nicolet College here. They've got a great building trades program over there. Kids can transition right from high school, probably get a jump start on their college career and not have a whole bunch of school debt and be ready to go and hit the ground and start making money right away.
Absolutely.
Boy, it's a great, seems like a great situation. Josh Olivotti is here from Pucall Lumber. He is our sales manager at Pucall Lumber Company. Our Headwaters Builders Association program brought to us this morning by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander, Minocqua. The website is carpetcityonline.net. Our Value Insulators in Rhinelander. You can give Sam a call or see his website, ourvalueinsulators.com, and brought to you by Crossbridge Community Bank. Their website is crossbridge.bank, pucall-lumber.com. Josh Olivotti, our guest here from Pucall Lumber Company this morning. As far as the Headwaters Builders Association is concerned, Josh, why is it important that Pucall Lumber is part of that association?
It's very important. The Headwaters Builders Association does a tremendous job creating this network for our builders and our supply companies in the area. And they do a lot of things to advocate at the government level, both state and national. But I think one of the better things for us to be involved as Pucall Lumber, again, is that networking, where we get to know our builders and the companies, and we understand what they're dealing with on a daily basis, what allows them to be successful, what are some of the roadblocks and hurdles, and how can we help be a part of that and create solutions to continue to grow our industry in northern Wisconsin.
What are some of the things you guys do at Pucall Lumber Company to make sure the contractors have what they need to get the job done?
First of all, it's the setup of our team. You know, the big thing is listening to them. What do they need from us to help and assist with the process along the way? Whether it's takeoff services that we can offer, we have staff with specialties within the company. We have specific people that do cabinetry work, that do millwork, windows and doors. And so I think just listening and having that diversity within our setup, we can meet those needs ideally at a very fast rate. And again, it's a partnership. Everything that we do with our builders, just like we do with the HBA, it's all about partnerships and networking. The more we have that, the better off everybody will be.
Hmm. Yeah, and that, generally speaking in life, that's a good thing, a good philosophy to have, I think. Besides the dimensional lumber products that you guys are so proud of, when we hear Pucall Lumber, we know we can go there and get wood. What about the tools to get the job done? What kind of things do you offer there?
We have an excellent selection of tools. We carry multiple different brands. All of our locations have tools available for the contractors. Our Arborvita location, we have the widest selection. They can come in and they can get things they need on a daily basis. We can help special order large ticket items for them. But it's a necessity. You have to have that. So something goes out on them on the job and they need it now to keep the guys moving, they can come in and get it.
And in a former life, way before I got into radio, I drove a truck for a lumber company in Appleton. And I was out on the job site all the time. Do you guys do deliveries and stuff right to the job site too?
Yes, we do. Okay. We've got a great fleet of trucks. Adam is our lead guy out there that coordinates all of that. He's phenomenal at his job. Our driving crew is excellent. constantly getting positive feedback on those guys to make sure they get the job done.
Yeah, I used to load and unload pre-hung door units, solid core oak pre-hung door units off the back of the truck down into the job site. So my back is riddled with arthritis now because of that. But I'll be honest with you, I love being on the job site. That was always cool to be around those guys.
Absolutely.
Anything else about Pucall Lumber, Josh, before we let you go today?
No, we just want to remind people we're here for that community partnership. The company's been in business since 1937, and I think that speaks volumes when you look at that longevity. And we just want to continue to be a great partner to homeowners and contractors alike moving forward.
Outstanding. Josh Olivotti is the sales manager at Pucall Lumber Company. And Josh, if people want to talk to you about getting a project done, do they talk to you and then you go from there? How does that process work?
We have a couple different pathways, but they can certainly reach out to me. They can call our main store line. Depending on the project scope and sequence, we have a mixture of outside sales and inside sales team members that we can assist in helping any project get underway.
I know you got an important meeting to get to, Josh, so I'm going to let you get out of here and get on the road. Please have safe travels. Thanks for being with us this morning, and thank you for being part of the Headwaters Builders Association and being with us today.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Josh Olivotti from Pucall Lumber Company. He's the sales manager there. Check out that website, pucall-lumber.com. And thank you to Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhineland and Monaco for being a sponsor today. CarpetCityOnline.net is that website. Our Value Insulators, check out that site at OurValueInsulators.com. And Crossbridge Community Bank online at crossbridge.bank.